This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, first dates, do's and don'ts. We'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Time now for the guy who would rather play Angry Birds than have sex.
Honey, why don't you put down your new iPad and come to the bedroom? I've got a fun game we can play. I think you're gonna love it.
Maybe later. I am killing these pigs and I'm getting ready to download the brand new levels of Angry Birds. My fingers are flying on this bigger touchscreen.
I'm ready for your nimble fingers to touch skin, not screen, baby.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I could use a new skin for my iPad. I've almost worn out this one already. This is the best app ever.
How about if you get off that app and let me get on your lap? I guarantee you'll score.
Oh, I am scoring big time with these birds right now.
You like birds, eh? Here you go. Check out these hooters.
Whoa!
They've got owls on here? I don't think I've gotten to that level yet. Better keep playing.
No, you tool. I'm talking about these babies. Check out my sexy new bra. Here, let me just slip it off and let you feel how soft it is.
Wow, this is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Man, if I could make a slingshot out of this, I could launch these Angry Birds a couple of miles. I could kill a dozen pigs with this.
Ugh, those pigs on there are as close to any porking you'll be doing. Oh. Have fun with your stupid birds and pigs. I'm out of here.
Oh, speaking of pigs, I better log on to Farmville and see how my livestock's doing.
This has been the guy who would rather play Angry Birds than have sex.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we're going to check in with Christy Lee. You know, you said, you told me in the green room we have romance in the news.
Absolutely.
Oh, who doesn't love romance?
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone loves good
romance.
I'm a
sucker for it.
Where you flirt, though.
Cram it!
Where you flirt can make or break your chances of getting together.
This is important, isn't it?
You mean location, not orifice.
Yes.
You flirt through orifices.
Or your eyes or your
mouth. You know, Tom...
Just trying to clarify. Sometimes.
Do you ever have one?
I wrote the beginning of the story. I think I made it very clear.
I wrote it. I wrote it.
Why don't you read it?
Hey,
then?
You're cute.
No.
This here.
No, please.
New research shows that the location and setting matters more than looks, charm, or even how well you know the person.
Oh, come on.
Across five studies, Chick, people were much more likely to say yes to a romantic advance in places like bars or dating apps. In other words. Anywhere that feels socially appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of on safari.
Yeah, or at a wake.
Or at a
well, that's actually in here, Josh.
You hit it. Less welcome, flirtations in offices, doctor's waiting rooms, or funerals. And here's a...
Can you imagine hitting on someone at a funeral? So sorry to hear about your husband. By the way, I got a nice roast beef at my house. I got. Want to come over?
That happens all the time.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I think we need to focus on his pickup line.
Roast beef.
As he's got meat at his house and he wants to share it with.
Women do that all the time.
Hey, you want to come over? And
what?
The old delivering the casserole to the widower?
Yeah, yes.
That's kind of an old trope, but I bet it came from somewhere, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yeah.
But I mean, Margaret does it on Grace and Frankie. It's a beautiful scene.
I just don't think that the point of this article, you don't do it standing next to the casket.
Attractive people fared better overall. Duh.
from the Shinola Institute of Technology.
Right?
No Shinola.
Pardon me, ma'am. Would you like to go out sometime?
But they even bombed in the wrong place. A hot stranger at a funeral?
Hump.
No, not at a funeral. Familiarity helped a little, but it wasn't a deal breaker. In fact, people didn't like when a friend made a move in an awkward place like... you should know better than that.
Man, the doctor's office is real funny, too.
The waiting room? Can you imagine?
Yeah. Come on.
Nobody talks in the waiting room at the doctor's office. It's
weird. What are you in for?
You got the same crash and is your groin still itching like mine? I got a wicked rash.
Have you ever had to call a past lover and tell them that you have STD and they need to get tested?
Mm-mm.
You've never had to do that?
Boy, thankfully I haven't either. Anybody?
No, me either.
Yeah.
No.
Those are some tough calls. And and do them.
Yeah.
You know, if you're thinking out there.
You already did them.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean make the calls.
Yes.
So what is a good place then to.
The type of invite mattered as well. A dinner date was usually more welcome than a come on over pitch, which Tom just threw out with roast beef.
I got some roast beef over here.
Especially for women and especially in places where romance feels out of place. Bottom line, people respond to flirting, but it has a lot to do with the vibe of the room, which makes sense. Bars equal good. Funerals equal not so good.
What do you think about the gym?
The gym, the farmer's market is a big one.
These are both good.
Yes, good. Yeah, the gym.
No.
Like places that you enjoy going is where you would want to meet people you have things in common with.
Christy, you're saying no to the gym.
Not at the gym.
I say no to the gym.
The gym is very sexual.
You're not feeling your most attractive.
I'm sweaty and gross.
You're all sweaty.
Yeah.
But
if he's going to hit on me like this.
Pheromones are roaring.
If he likes, you know, stinky Christy, he's going to be okay when powder
then
up.
powder up.
Or maybe not. Maybe he just wants stinky.
That's true.
And then there are the people that just go to the gym to get picked up. We've all seen them.
You know, a little face of makeup. Yeah. Oh, man. It's nuts.
I think Tom is missing the boat. I think you should teach a course on picking up women.
That roast beef.
And
I can't believe he said roast beef.
That's so funny.
The powder up. That was.
And you know what he does? Hey, you want to come to my house for some roast beef? She goes, no. Probably a vegan.
I hear you fart a lot.
You're gassy, yeah.
Probably a lesbian. Vegan lesbian.
Right. Like a vegetarian. Didn't we have I think we just had a thing recently also about geographical locations. You know, irrespective of if you're at the gym or the funeral, whatever, certain places are significantly more romantic. I imagine if you're in Paris, France, versus, say, Paris,
Ethiopia.
Illinois.
Yeah. Ethiopia, yeah.
You want to go out? Why, do you have food? No. Then no.
My friend Tom has roast beef.
Yeah, how about that?
Back in the States.
Let's talk about that first date. Is using a coupon acceptable?
No.
Absolutely.
Ace?
No. No.
I think I would laugh.
A new survey suggests attitudes about frugality are shifting among Americans with respect to budget-conscious dating.
Oh,
in a Talker research poll, 55% said it's perfectly fine to use a coupon on a first date. Over 35% would be impressed if a date used reward points to pay.
Oh, all right. I see.
Nope.
60% find frugality a positive trait.
So the coupon, you're obviously going to be at a, you're not going to be at, you know.
No, there are nice restaurants that have frequent cards or whatever, yeah.
Or you get a 10% coupon on your phone.
Really nice, yeah.
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 You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I can show you one or more tonight.
Not like Sardi's or the Brown Derby or someplace that you think still open.
Tavern on the Green.
No.
We have the two-for-one Chateaubriand for two. She'd like the hamburger, as Greg Hunt says. I'd like the filet.
More than 25% describe frugality as being sexy. And over half said they've been turned off by someone trying to show off their money. $125 is the most people are comfortable spending on a first date.
Who's turned off by somebody showing off money?
Well, I think they mean they mean being real showy, like whipping out a big wad.
Yeah, that's hot. Well.
Yeah, I'll take this much.
Yeah.
What? This was surprising.
Like in Goodfellas. I need this much money, and you hold your fingers apart.
Yeah. Nearly 50% are happy to split the bill on a first date.
Now you're talking Ace's language.
I wouldn't allow it, but I do believe that that's probably accurate. Most,
it's possible.
I've had a lot of girls in my dating life offer.
And
you've turned them down.
I said, no, if you pay half, then you don't owe me anything sexual. I'd rather have the...
And what is that? That illustrates full communication.
Exactly.
On your part.
And by the way, I saved money on these condoms. There's an expiration date that's passed, but we're fine. There's no reason to think that they're rotting.
Can I pay half? No, I'd rather have the Uber Beach.
I love the Uber Beach. We had that for dessert.
Uber Beach.
Is that the one where they take the torch and they crisp up the top?
You can't beat an Uber Beach.
Oh, yeah. I'd like the Uber Beach.
Now, how about a guy that's your first date and he goes, listen, about a month ago, I bought this Groupon. It's a lovely thing. Yeah. We can go paint and drink wine at this place.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. Yeah.
Would you guys be okay with the Groupon scenario?
Yes. That would be fun.
Okay. I don't think so.
You're against it.
Yeah, I'm against it, yeah.
Although any activity is better than like a movie. If you can actually communicate to the person and you do something together, that might be fun.
Yeah. Have you ever planned a movie knowing that you didn't really want to go on the date? Like you're like, maybe you talked to them and was like, oh gosh, let's just go to the movie because I really don't want to talk to them anymore.
No, I haven't.
No?
A movie's a great first date because you don't talk. Yeah.
Yeah, weird thing happened to me. I went to a place and they offered me the senior menu and they offered my date the kids menu. That was awkward.
Yeah, that can be.
And rad.
Isn't Tom funny?
Funny. How about a character, by the way, Josh, in the wake of your joke, a character named H.J. Uber? Hi, H.J. Uber. How are you?
I like it a lot.
Let's not sleep on Beach. Come on now.
Yeah, I like Beach.
Yeah.
We were discussing first dates.
Yeah, whether it's acceptable to use a coupon or not.
And Pat claims.
What is this, Pat?
I don't claim, it's the truth. I am a romantic. I pay for every meal.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I do too.
Is that romantic?
You pay for your meal?
I pay for every meal when I'm on a date.
Every meal. Both hers and yours.
McDonald's is a dollar menu.
Okay.
I have no reason to doubt you, Pat. I'm the same way. I know. It.
Yeah. It feels right.
Yeah, it does feel right.
It feels right.
Well, the essence of the story was that it's important if you're making a move that you do it in the appropriate place. Don't do it at a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless she's real hot.
Were there other places they said don't? I missed
that.
Doctor's waiting
rooms and at the office.
Now, my girlfriend will often sneak and get it to the person first. She's also extremely generous.
Oh, you're talking about paying the bill.
Paying the bill, yeah. Going back to the bill thing. I just want to make that clear.
Oh, no. The way you said it sounded like she was, while you were on a date, she would sneak away and ask another guy out.
And by the way.
It only happened the one time.
No. I'd like to speak on behalf of the room, Pat, when you just said that you wanted to remind people that you're girlfriends pay sometimes too. Yeah. You didn't sound frightened of her at all. So I'd just like to get that out there.
And we were well aware of the fact that she does pay.
I'm curious, if you are guys, if you are meeting your girl's father for the first time, do you sneak off and pay for dinner so that he can't?
Oh, I see. I've never
been
in
that. So when the bill comes, it's already taken care of.
I've never met a
father. I have done that.
I've only met fathers at the home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not at the restaurant.
But I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't want to be. I feel like it's a little presumptuous.
Okay.
I have done that, but then I saw the Sopranos episode where Tony loses his mind because Finn pays the bill, Meadows' boyfriend.
Right.
And he just, hey, I pay.
Right.
So right. when you grow up and have your daughter, then you pay. That's how it works.
That's I'm kind of with Tony on that.
Yeah. I'm with Tony on that.
Okay. One, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, he was also upset maybe for other reasons.
Oh, he was upset.
He didn't like
him.
Yeah. I didn't see this.
And the fact that they were a Jack in the Box. hey, thanks, Big Spender.
I'm not sure if he had to kill Big Pussy yet or not.
But you let the dad be the dad, right? Or the patriarch and that sort of.
Yeah, I could see that.
I have brought mother's flowers. That kind of thing.
Okay.
When I meet them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, that kills. I mean, that goes over with everybody.
Oh, sure.
Really?
That really wins.
Do you take off the thing saying we're sorry about your loss?
Of course.
You lift them off the
gravestone. Nobody sees it for what it is.
A
manipulative,
a thinly veiled,
in her pants.
You know, and you wink at the mom.
Yeah, like, this doesn't work out with your daughter. Yeah.
And I say nice things like, oh, I see where she got her huge boobs from.
And by the way, can you go up to a room, grab an extra pair of panties because I'm keeping these.
And do you tell her you must be her sister? You can't be her mother.
Oh, don't
crap
tease
like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of boobs. Scientists have determined that the love heterosexual men have for breasts is innate and not imposed by cultural modesty norms.
Yeah, you think it might have something to do with the fact that we fed off of them for the first year of our
lives?
Yeah, right? But researchers studied the Dani tribe of Western New Guinea.
Hi, I'm Dani.
I'm Dani.
We're all Dani.
Where it was norm for women to go topless up until 20 years ago when tribal women began covering up. They interviewed the Dani men who came of age when all women were topless, as well as those who grew up in a society where women covered up and discovered both groups felt the same about breasts.
Hey, Dani, what are these broads doing covering up their boobs?
Not the other way when I was a Dani. I can tell you that.
You know what? This started all changed when Dani got in charge.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Dani?
We got upset, Dani. You know who should take over? Dani should take over.
Hey, Dani, you're out. Dani, you're in.
Danny's dead. Long live Dani.
The head researcher stated, quote, "What we can say is breasts are sexy, naturally so. Men like breasts."
I disagree strongly.
Okay.
How so?
Here's
so
the thing. I think up until, I'm not sure when this happened, but within my lifetime, everything has gone from boobs and now it's butts. Everything has changed.
I see what you're saying.
So you started out as a boob guy, but were you breastfed?
I was not breastfed, and as Tom knows, that's the only thing keeping me out of the mental hospital.
Well, that's
now, see, I'm an ass man, but I think it's because when I was growing up, I was butt fed. Doctors begged my mother not to do that.
That's interesting.
Isn't butt fed one of the Star Wars characters?
She butt fed. She squeezed the bottom of the cheeks.
For me, it's all in the eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't objectify.
Who are you?
I can barely stand it.
I know.
No, right? I'm serious. Oh,
who are you auditioning for?
No. So, yeah, you're only interested in the eyes.
The eyes and the intellect.
And the person.
You're only interested in what your eyes see on the other person's breast.
Well, it's the woman's eyes. And how
I believe it was stated in a nice cover by the Jay Gals band. First, you look at the purse.
That's sweet Percy.
I believe is the song.
That's sweet, sweet Percy.
So the essence of this.
If that were true, wouldn't women be fascinated with breasts?
Yes,
too?
That's why I don't.
But they kind of are.
I don't think it's the breastfeeding thing. What this is saying is, for example, in contemporary American culture, breasts are covered up all the time for the most part.
Right.
And they wanted to see if in a culture in which they were not covered up, if they were still that, you know, into
they
boobs.
Weren't desensitized.
And the fact is they were not. They apparently, I don't know how they measured it, but the people in the Dani tribe that were exposed to breasts all the time, they still, I guess, really dug them in a lady.
You know what? I'm going to confess to something here. And I think that you guys, I would be interested to know how many men particularly agree. I prefer clothed boobs. Like, to me, I'm more turned on by, like, a great pair of boobs and a sweater.
Sure.
Than
I understand that.
Like, nude on a beach.
Do you get excited, though, when she takes the sweater off? Like, are you anticipating it?
Yeah. I mean, I want to feel them and stuff, but there's something about a woman in a great bra or a shirt.
I like a nice t-shirt with the bra off.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. What happened to the
what about your eyes?
Lying. It was all BS.
Oh.
Okay. You were lying to us.
I'm a new fan of the boob. Because my girlfriend has a nice rack.
Yeah, we've heard. Yeah.
Really people, no, we've seen.
People yell at me at strip clubs, though, because they're, hey, put that back on.
You'll get more money if you put it back on.
Does this article mention, I know it's scientific, does it mention the concept of motorboating?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. And when you do it, do you make the sound of a Chris Kraft? Or do you go with more contemporary? Yeah, that is, as opposed to an Evan Root or a giant.
Right, right.
Okay, good.
I think Chris Kraft is better.
I love that noise.
Is that...
no way she allows you.
Is that trademarked? The blah, 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 blah,
like should
the,
be.
Like the Harley Davidson.
Yeah, I think
sound.
Harley trademarked their sound.
There
yeah.
must be women who love being motorboated.
Sure.
Just get your face in there and go to town.
I can't imagine that that's...
I think the general,
but of all the women out there, it may only be 1%.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like women who get turned on standing in strawberry jello, but I mean, you're going to find
God,
one.
That is hot. Isn't that hot?
Man, you didn't mention that and I got a boner.
Now look what you did to Pat. Look you can't Pat stand up.
Strawberry jam, damn it.
Strawberry jello, please. Jello. That's the jam wouldn't turn her on.
What's the difference between jam and jello?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.